And they instantly come in the door and like, get on the floor.
Well, you gotta understand. And we're
like, I thought this was legal. You know what I mean? And then he's just like,
we left Illinois for a reason.
Right.
Despite the fact that marijuana has been prohibited for decades, cannabis cultivators and enthusiasts have created a robust culture around the plant that often permeates American popular culture.
Cough. 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 Taste it. Strawberries. This is strawberry cough.
Strawberry Cough is one of the most celebrated marijuana strains in the U.S. today. The strain has won multiple awards, including Best Flower in the United States at the 2013 High Times Cannabis Cup.
And it's also listed on the top 40 strongest strains of all time.
Ah, hello there, girls.
Kyle Cushman, a master grower and the former cultivation editor for High Times magazine, is the man who brought Strawberry Cough to the masses.
An easy way to determine if you have the true Kyle Cushman Strawberry Cough is simply rubbing the stem a little bit and then giving it a little smell, and it should smell pretty notably like strawberries.
And if you're looking for the best quality Strawberry Cough, your best bet is to go to the source, the Buds and Roses Collective, where Cushman has teamed up with Aaron Justice and Tyler Wadley to bring high quality cannabis to medical marijuana enthusiasts in Los Angeles. The Strawberry Cough story began back in the year 2000, when Cushman met a young novice grower in Connecticut.
And he says, will you come look at my garden? I said, sure. So he takes me down the stairs from his kitchen down into his basement, and I witness now one of the weakest, saddest looking personal gardens I'd ever seen in my life. And he's like, yeah, I do this and I do this. And I'm like, yeah. So I'm like leaving and I'm on my way up the stairs, and he says, hey Kyle, why don't you take this with you? And I turn around, and it's a little Dixie cup, the tiniest little clone. He says, "Would you? Here's a strawberry cough clone. I want you to take this." And I really took it just to be polite. Put it in a brown paper lunch bag, put it on the floorboard of my car, drove home 3 hours to New York City, to Brooklyn, brought it in the house, put it on my kitchen table, and I took it out. I was going to throw it away. I took it out. I'm like, no way. The bag smelled like a fresh pint of strawberries. And within 2 years, because it was a strain that was given to me, we freely shared it. It became the number one selling strain in the New York delivery service area.
A few years later, Cushman decided to move to California so he could grow pot legally.
I loaded up a Buick Park Avenue Ultra with a trunk full of clones and gave them out in cities all along the drive, and became Johnny Hempseed of the Strawberry Cough clone.
Nice.
After Cushman ran into Justice and Wadley at the 2009 Normal Conference in San Francisco, they all drove to Cushman's home in Mendocino County to trim the latest harvest.
It was similar to the experience of going to Amsterdam the first time. It was so...
I was so stoned. Like, I was just, like, sinking in and just going, about to go to sleep. And he's like, I'm going to roll the strawberry cough up real quick. Rolled a big, fat joint of strawberry cough. As soon as we started smoking it, all of a sudden, I'm like, eyes are starting to open. I'm up. I'm walking around. I'm like doing this. I'm telling stories. I'm so excited. I'm like, and it just totally just took me out of that whole couch lock mood, you know?
It's going to spread that energy over only 20 tips instead of 100. So it's going to grow that much faster.
Basically, at the time, you know, we were looking for our niche in the industry and what exactly we were going to do. And when we connected with Cushman, it was really obvious. Like, you know, this guy is a master cultivator. His product is just beyond anything I've ever seen before. And this should be available to patients across the state.
Tyler moved up to Mendo when his wife was pregnant, moved into a house around the corner from me, and we just started gardening every day.
And then the cops raided Cushman's home.
All of a sudden, like all these just big Ranger-like, just jacked up police officers come with automatic rifles.
After a year-long ordeal, Cushman got off with probation, but the raid ultimately proved to be extremely costly.
Cushman had already started the Cushman genetic breeding at that point and had a lot of seeds, various seeds, crosses.
That's 7 years.
7 years that they came in, took it all, and poured it all into one container
We had to start over.
But yeah.
You know, we had to basically start over again, so.
Today, Buds and Roses is striving to produce the best flowers possible for the high-end market. They're building their own seed bank, hand-watering their plants, and properly curing the dried flowers in glass. Even Strawberry Cough is getting a facelift.
Over the past 15 years, the strain has gotten a little bit less vigorous. It has nothing to do with the potency. It's just that the strain itself has gotten weak. So after a lot of years of crossing Strawberry Cough with a lot of things and coming up with things that just are just not as good, we finally found something that we think can live up to the Strawberry Cough name. We've crossed it with our Cherry Lopez, and we crossed it back to the Strawberry Cough, and we ended up with a strain we were calling a Super Strawberry Cough. And we call it Super Strawberry Cough because it's kind of like Superman.
Many marijuana lovers are concerned that once pot is legalized, big corporations will flood the market with low-quality, cheap pot that will put the artisans out of business.
People who have never smoked marijuana are going to have a party in their office, and they're going to go in and go buy a package of wacky tobaccos and bring it in. They're going to think they're so high. Yeah, that's all going to happen.
But like the craft brewers, who are currently thriving in a market dominated by big corporations, the guys at Buds and Roses aren't concerned.
We have been able to kind of be smaller here, so we've been able to focus on quality over quantity.
They're not going to be able to destroy the culture, and the culture is ultimately going to win. That's what I believe.